Good Wednesday. Today is August the 13th, and you're listening to My Farm, where we are going to talk about alfalfa, in particular, the best times of the year to establish a new alfalfa crop, which one of those is right now. We're going to take a look at the things you need to keep in mind if you're trying to establish that crop, especially with the weather we've had. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Alfalfa planting making agricultural headlines today. You know, alfalfa has two main planting windows here in the state of Ohio, early spring or late summer, and then early fall. The Ohio Agronomy Guide recommends planting dates between August the 1st and 15th for northern Ohio, and planting dates between August 1 and August 30th in the southern parts of the state. But there are some things to consider, and the first of those is proper site selection. Now, alfalfa requires adequate soil moisture to establish well, but it's not very tolerant of wet feed, especially in the winter months, so you need to choose a well-drained site. But truly, droughty soils may be a better choice for spring-established alfalfa than August-established alfalfa. And like most legumes, alfalfa requires a pH above 6. Productivity will be the best when that pH is actually 6.5, or when the subsoil pH is above 6, or 6.8 when the subsoil pH is lower than 6. Now, you can learn more about alfalfa soil fertility requirements through the Tri-State Fertilizer Recommendations. You also need to make sure you check herbicide records to make sure any herbicide rotation intervals have been taken care of. Now, field preparation is the next important step. Glyphosate is a good option for pre-plant burn down. Other weed control options are things you can pay attention to, but consider a no-till seeding to help conserve soil moisture, especially in the August time period. And although tillage may be necessary to control herbicide resistant weeds or in fields with a history of sclerotinia crown and stem rot, using herbicides or tillage for field prep is important, since root feeding insects can become a problem when that alfalfa seedling emerges in the field and has pre-existing living roots. Now, as far as the seeding recommendations go, for a pure alfalfa stand, you need to aim for about 80 seeds per square foot, or about 15 pounds per acre. Coated seed will be a little heavier, so you need to account for that weight when calibrating your drill, and seed should be placed around a quarter to a half of an inch deep for most of Ohio's soil, so you really want to aim for about a half to three quarters to be able to accomplish that. You want to avoid planting too deep, though, by making sure some seed is still viable on the soil surface, especially if you're planting no-till. And then when it comes to management, do not plan to harvest August-planted alfalfa until the following spring. Cutting in the fall will reduce that winter survival. You want to make sure you scout your fields to determine if a post-emerge herbicide is necessary to control any fall broadleaf weeds, and review your options then in the Weed Control Guide. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Thanks, Rod. We're going to change directions now. Talk technology. You know, while farm internet use remains steady over a two-year period, how growers use the internet appears to have changed, according to a new USDA report. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
USDA's every other year look at farm technology use reveals
overall internet access. 85% of farms this year reported that they have internet access. That's actually equal to what we saw back in 23.
Yet, as Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service points out, there are indications within USDA's Farm Tech Use Report that how growers use the internet has changed over the past 2 years. A specific trend of note:
50% reported that they actually purchase inputs for their operation on the web. That's up 18 percentage points from what they reported back in 2023.
And for marketing activities for their farm operation,
29% said, yeah, I go on the web to do that. That's up 6 points from 2023. So even though overall access hasn't necessarily changed, what they're doing is certainly moving forward.
Now, what about trends in non-farm use of internet by farms?
Specifically, when we asked them for non-ag related activities, we did actually see just a slight downturn in what they might be doing in that space. But again, only 4 percentage points, so not a significant difference from what they reported 2 years ago.
And what types of internet access are available and used by farm operations in 2025 compared to 2 years ago.
The big topic is really around broadband access. And we did see an increase there, 4 percentage points from 2023. So now 55% of producers reporting that they have broadband access, but 74% have cellular access. And so there's obviously high-speed options there as well.
And in case you were wondering...
Yeah, believe it or not, there's still some folks in some very remote areas still reporting dial-up access.
Yet, with a significant number of farm operations with some form of high-speed wireless internet, how is that reflected in the tech used?
82% have smartphones. That's pretty comparable to 2023, but 35% now say they own a tablet or a similar portable wireless type computer, and that's up 3 points. And so we do see them continuing to move forward. Some of the more advanced devices as well as the high-speed internet.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.